Li'ilui Nishmas, Abba Mari, Zichrono Livracha. So we're up to Siman Mem Vav, Seif Tes, and the Shulchan Aruch here brings a machlokes about saying Birchos HaTorah before somebody says Psukim Derech Tachanunim as supplication. You're davening. When a person, let's say, says Psukei Dezimra, you're saying Tehillim. So although Tehillim is part of Tanakh, Tehillim is Torah, but you're not saying the Tehillim in order to learn, you're saying it in order to daven. So the Shulchan Aruch brings a machlokes. Do you have to say Birchos HaTorah before reciting Psukim? And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'nachon lachush l'svar rishona, it's preferable to be machmir to say Birchos HaTorah first. Okay. Then there's a complicated Ramah. The Ramah says, however, the minig is like the second view. The minig is to be mekil, that we say Psukim before Birchos HaTorah. How do you know? Because Slichos. People say Slichos early in the morning before davening. And they don't say Birchos HaTorah first. Slichos is full of Psukim. So therefore, the Ramah says, the minig is like the more mekil view, that you don't need to say Birchos HaTorah first. Then the Ramah says, V'noagu l'sader Birchos HaTorah miyad achar Birchos Asher Yatzer v'ein l'shanos. Then the Ramah said, at some point the minig changed, and now the minig is we say Birchos HaTorah before other psukim, right after Asher Yatzer, and that's the proper minig. And the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, in Kav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh linhog me slichos, to say Birchos HaTorah before slichos. So the Mishnah Berurah holds that that's what one should do. We should say Birchos HaTorah before saying the other psukim. Okay. It's actually very interesting that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that the opinion that one should say Birchos HaTorah before saying Psukim is the Iker, that's what one should do, and even though the Ramah says that that's the minhag to say Birchos HaTorah before Slichos, and even though the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be Machmir for that opinion, but all the sitters don't do that. All the sitters put Reishis Chachma right after Moda'ani. Almost all the sitters. It's very interesting. That was the custom in Am Yisrael for a long time, and how people davened. Even the art school sitter says and explains why you're saying Reishis Chachma right when you wake up. And when children are little and their parents teach them Moda'ani, a lot of the parents teach them also to say Torah Tziva Lanu or Reishis Chachma. It's fascinating. And then when they get older, so you learn the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, so then many say you should switch. So then many say you should switch. And indeed, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and you look in the postgame, they say you should try to be Machmir to say Birchos HaTorah first. I asked Rav Neventzel Shlita sometimes for Talmidos, for young women. So they develop a certain approach to davening, and it throws them off. It throws them off to switch, and they get confused and mixed up in their davening in the morning. Say it now, say it later. He said that if it's going to throw you off and confuse you in your davening, then one is allowed to maintain old custom of saying Reishis Chachma after Moda'ani, and saying Psukim before Birchos HaTorah, because even though it is better to be Machmir, but the other opinion was the Minhag Yisroel for a long time, and if it's going to cause a bilbul, then one can stick with their old original custom of saying Psukim before Birchos HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah refers here back to Elokai Neshama, and he quotes, there are two customs, whether Elokai Neshama is said right after Asher Yatzar or after Birchos HaTorah, and the Mishnah Berurah says that the Prima Gadim says either way is acceptable. Okay. Now the Ramah adds a whole new idea. The Ramah says that it's a good idea in the morning, you say Shema Yisrael, we say Shema Yisrael in Karbanos, to also say Baruch Shem Kvod Mechusel Olam Voleh. Why? Because sometimes when you get to the regular daven, when you get to Shema as part of the regular davening later, it's after the Zman, and then you won't be Yotze then, so you Yotze now. what's the idea of saying Baruch Shem? So the Ramah, so the Mishnah Berurah explains that if you don't say Baruch Shem, it seems like you're just reading the Shema Kisipur Devarim. It's just part of what you're saying. You're talking about having Yerushalayim, and you say Shema is part of having Yerushalayim. But how do you show that you're focused on having Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah? So saying Baruch Shem shows that you're having Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah. It also helps you focus that it's L'Shem Mitzvah. And therefore you say Baruch Shem as well. Now, the Gra understands this Ramah to be as follows. How the Mishnah Berurah explains it. That a person should always do this. Since sometimes the shul might get to Shema too late after the Zman, therefore, just to be safe, you should always have in mind, you should always say Shema with Baruch Shem, having in mind to be Yotze. That way you're always safe. Oh, that way you're always safe. The Ramah quotes, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Gra argues on the Ramah. And the Gra says, no, you should not be Yotze Shema during Kabanos normally. You're supposed to say Shema together, you're supposed to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Shema together with the Brachos later on. Because the Brachos of Shema become part of the Mitzvah too. So you shouldn't be Yotze the Mitzvah without the Brachos before Karbanos. So in a normal case, don't have in mind to be Yotze during Karbanos, and rather, you have in mind to be Yotze Shema at the regular time when you say the Brachos. If you think the Shul is not going to get there on time, so then, you Taka should have in mind to be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Shema during Karbanos, and the Mishnah says in that case you should also say the first Parasha of Shema, for sure, Ve'hafta, and really the best thing would be to say all three Parashos of Shema, since you be Yotze the Mitzvah of the Rites, to say all three Parashos of Shema. But then the Mishnah Berurah continues, this is only if the Shul is going to get to the Zman Tefillah on time. Shemon Esrei is going to get to the Shemon Esrei of Shacharis, within the Zman Tefillah of Shacharis. But what if you think the Shul is not going to make Zman Tefillah at all? Then the Mishnah Berurah says you should say Shema early with the Brachos and Shemona Esrei Daven B'Yechidus. The Mishnah says it's better to Daven B'Yechidus than to Daven Shacharis after the Sof Zman Tefillah. Now we know that a person is not supposed to be yotzei the mitzvah of Shema without wearing tefillin. The Gemara says, "Kol korei kriyas Shema below tefillin, kilu mei sheker b'fnei atzmo, eda sheker b'atzmo." You're saying Shema, you're not wearing tefillin. It says in Shema to wear tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a weekday and you're going to have in mind to be yotzei Shema during the Shema of Karbanos, it's certainly better to have your tefillin on. He says, if for some reason you can't, for some reason, so certainly don't give up the mitzvah deraisa of Shema, because you can't put on your tefillin. And, obviously, if you have no way of wearing tefillin now, so of course you should say the mitzvah of Shema. But it's better, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you're actually being yotzei the mitzvah now of Shema, to have your tefillin on as well. And then there's a very fascinating bear halacha here. We know there are two times, there are two ways of figuring out when Sof Zman Kriyashma is. One approach is you go from Shkia to Shkia. That's called the view of the Gra. From Nates until Shkia, sunrise to sunset. And one is from Alosa Shachar till Tseis. That's the view of the Magen Avram. You go a quarter of the day starting from sunrise or starting from Alosa Shachar. Obviously the Magen Avram Zman is earlier. So the Mishnah Berurah here tells you that you should really try to get the Magen Avram Zman. And the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He says, let's say you're in a minyan, and you think that the minyan will get up to Shema in the Graz Zman, but it won't be within the Zman of the Magen Avram. It's going to be in between. The Mishnah Berurah says, have in mind now to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Shema. Because since, according to the Magen Avram, half the poskim, you're not going to be Yotzei later, you should have in mind to be Yotzei now. And he says, number one, you're not going to be Yotze later, according to the Magen Avraham. Number two, we saw that according to the Ramah, you should always be Yotze now, just in case. The Ramah says that since sometimes you miss, you should always have mind to be Yotze now. Even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra, who argues
And that's how we follow the Gran Rom. But here, he says, as far as in this case goes, you're mitzari for that as well. So the Mishnah Berurah passes that if you think the shul is going to miss the Zman Tfila, the Zman Shema, according to the Magen Avraham, you should have in mind to be Yotze Shema when you say Shema during the Karbanos. The lesson for us is, in general, you got to be Yotze the mitzvah of Shema. There's this thing that we sometimes people when they grow up, kids don't have school on Sunday, so they sleep late Sunday. Well, you sleep till 11 o'clock Sunday. You can't do that. You can't miss Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah deraisa. I remember my Rebbe Reb Lichtenstein Zatzal. He said saying Shema at 11 o'clock is like picking up a lulav on Hanukkah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah. So the message we should take from this whole Ramah with the Groh, with the Berlacha is be careful to be yotzei the mitzvah of Shema. Even by the Groh's time, be very careful. You can't miss the mitzvah deraisa of Shema. So the idea of just like sleeping late, it's not a Jewish concept, not a Torah concept. You're not allowed to do that. You have to say Shema, you have to daven on time as well. Well, that's an idea we can take, we can and should take out from the end of Simen Memvav. Okay, we'll stop here.